The chorus got louder and louder as Lisa Murkowski's supporters urged her to reconsider her earlier decision to accept the results of the Republican primary election. Murkowski said in retrospect, she regretted making that comment.
But I looked into my heart and I said, where is my heart? And my heart is Alaska. And I cannot leave you. I cannot stop what we have started, what Ted and so many others have built, and that we have been advancing.
Murkowski's announcement came as no surprise to anyone with an eye to local blogs. Insiders had tipped the public to Murkowski's next move after 2 weeks of speculation as to her options to remain in the race. Murkowski herself said political attacks by opponent Joe Miller prompted her decision to stay in the running.
When he swung, I didn't swing back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, friends and supporters, the gloves are off.
Joe Miller, Murkowski's primary election opponent for the Republican nomination for Senate candidate and winner of that race, told the Associated Press Friday night that voters chose to support him because they wanted to move away from Murkowski's agenda, which he said includes looking to government as the answer. Murkowski counters that only about 15% of the Alaskan electorate voted in the August primary. For KSKA, I'm Ellen Lockyer.